Fred, I want to talk, first of all, about the memorandum of understanding that you propose to the DOJ. Tell me what you envision that being exactly, and how would that differ from a quote-unquote settlement?
Well, it differs pretty substantially. The memorandum of understanding that I'm proposing is that we would assist the Missoula Police Department and the University of Montana Office of Public Safety in carrying out their obligations under their agreements with the DOJ. Certainly, we can do training for the police department and the UM Office of Public Safety. We've already agreed to kind of establish a very formal procedure with the Missoula Police Department as to how we review sexual assault cases, including having face-to-face meetings with victims, detectives, crime victim advocates, trying to get to a point where we make a decision on whether to prosecute cases within 2 to 4 weeks, depending on the type of review that the police department sends to us. There are, I think, a number of things that are very possible to do to, you know, make sure that Missoula has a much more coordinated system, one that delivers better services to victims without imposing requirements on our office from Washington, D.C., and huge financial burdens on Missoula County taxpayers.
By saying that these things are going to be done, is there an admission there that there were things that weren't being done that should have been?
No, not at all. But, you know, I think any institution can always do a better job than it's been doing. I don't think that there's anything wrong with what we've done, but as time goes by, sometimes there's higher expectations as to what services will be delivered. And you know, obviously, there are some people who must think that there was some kind of failing. But I don't think there was. But, you know, if you can do something to make people have more confidence in how you deliver services, then that's what you ought to aim for.
Your letter to DOJ, in no uncertain terms, continues to spell out your objection to their notion that they have any say over how your office does its business. But you're clearly, it seems in this letter, also trying to avoid any kind of litigation either from them against you or you against them. Is that fair to say, do you think?
Well, I think the county commissioners for sure want to give the DOJ the opportunity to try and reach an agreement that's mutually acceptable, not one that they are unilaterally imposing on us, as I think they did to the university and to the police department. The university and the police department virtually got nothing in their efforts to cooperate with the DOJ, and all they did was sort of get some good press that they had settled their cases.
You've given DOJ 2 weeks to respond, and then you say that the county and you will take them to court. Is that a hard and fast 2 weeks, or will you give them some?
To some degree, it's up to the county commissioners. I have asked the county commissioners to essentially authorize me to spend up to $50,000 to pursue a declaratory judgment action, and I don't have any great hope that the DOJ is going to suddenly come up with some proposal here that's going to be acceptable. I'd like to get going with this thing and get this matter resolved. They've let it just fester for over a year and a half. And, you know, they knew the very first day that they made this announcement that I was opposed to what they were doing. And if they really had the actual authority to do what they claim they do, I think they would have taken me to court within a month of the time that they, and I think someone has called their bluff, and they're not used to that.
Yeah, I've been speaking with Missoula County Attorney Fred Van Valkenburg. Fred, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Sally.